This is weird doing this interview. I feel like I've been sort of called into the headmaster's office at school. It's like I've done something wrong and now I have to explain myself on the radio.
Well, how on earth did you end up in Hereford? Come on.
Well, I just I didn't see the T. I looked at the detail sheet and it just, to me, it said Hereford. And the worst thing is, I've looked at tweets going into it where people were tweeted saying, looking forward to seeing you at Hartford. And my brain just still registered it as Hereford.
You get the train out of London. Hartford's not that far away. Very nice market town. Lot of money around there. Hereford, a lot further away. Lots of sheep and the SAS. Very different.
Yeah. I actually looked it up. Hartford's 45 minutes away on the train. It took me over 3 hours to get to Hereford. And this is the worst thing. I don't think I've told anyone this yet. My support act offered to give me a lift, and I rejected the lift because I thought, it'll give me an opportunity to read a book if I'm on a long train journey.
I follow you on Twitter now, but not the first I realised on Saturday evening. One of your Twitter followers tweeted a picture because she was a bit disappointed you hadn't turned up in Hartford because you were in Hereford. She went to the local pub, had a meal there, and took a picture of the receipt saying, "Sean, will you pay for this?"
Yes, I will. Well, I've already promised everyone a beer, which, I think was very stupid before checking the size of the venue. I should have checked the size of the venue and gone, yeah, 50 people, this would be fine. I've already promised everyone a beer, but if I meet that member of the audience, I will do that. But I can't keep on doing this. Sean, I missed your show, and therefore I went out and bought a car. Are you going to pay for my car? Yes, there is a car.
That's a great idea. Fantastic. Have you spoken to your agent, your manager? What have they said to you? Will they be now escorting you to various venues?
Well, genuinely, it took my agent 10 minutes to believe me. He thought I was joking. I've never had to say I'm not joking so many times in my life. You're joking. You're winding me up. Danny, I'm really not winding you up. And that went on for 10 minutes until he believes me. So, yes, I mean, I think the rule is going to be Mark Simmons, my hilarious support act, has to pick me up every time now. Every time.